Over the last 5 years, the state's Adult Protective Services has seen a 48% increase in reports of suspected elder abuse, neglect, and financial exploitations. As KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, some of the perpetrators are strangers, but more often it's someone they know and trust.
About 3 years ago, Dana Sibley needed a place to live. She was 60 years old. She had a series of medical problems that landed her in the hospital for 6 months. In the process, her left leg was amputated above the knee.
When I got out, I still wanted some form of independent life, but I had to live in an adult family home until I was strong enough to get around on my own.
Problem was, Sibley had no home to go back to after rehab. She had lost her apartment while in the hospital. She mentioned her predicament to the resident caretaker.
She had had a friend that was visiting her, who was also in the same business, and he would come over for lunch. So I knew him for approximately 5 or 6 months. He said that his mother had a home that she wanted to rent out.
Sibley did rent the house, a little blue house on the edge of Shoreline. But she didn't realize that the man, the caretaker's friend, was living there too. Sibley was surprised, but went along with it. At first, he was kind. He'd offer to pick up lunch or take her to the grocery, but then he became too friendly.
Like, if I sat down in the same room, his hand would go on my knee, and I would just simply lift it off and take it off, and, you know, like, not interested.
But he persisted. Sibley says it got worse when he drank. She tried to barricade her room, but he attacked her.
I was definitely in a wheelchair, with which he used it to his advantage. He would step in front of me, and I couldn't stand up, let alone get away from him. I couldn't wheel forward, and he would put the back of the chair up against the wall. I couldn't wheel backwards.
Sibley didn't report the assault. She thought the problem would resolve itself, but it didn't. Sibley says after he assaulted her a second time, she called a friend who picked her up. This time, she filed a report. Elder abuse often comes in the form of financial exploitation, neglect, or sexual assault. Financial abuse and neglect are the most common, but Sibley's story shows a pattern.
The power and control issue, power that the perpetrator will wield over the survivor, over the victim, that's something that's just constant across these cases.
Kathy Church is a case manager with Seattle's Aging and Disability Services. Church says often victims are isolated or homebound. They have health issues that limit their ability to care for themselves. In many cases, they have cognitive problems like dementia. It's these situations that make them vulnerable, an easy prey for people they trust, like a family member.
It can be a neighbor or a church congregation member or, a friend then suddenly decides that they're going to help you. And before you know it, that person is signed on as the durable power of attorney for finances.
Church says by the time victims come to her for help, they've often lost everything, their life savings, their home. Elder abuse cases are often complicated and emotional to prosecute.
Ellie?
Paige Ulrey is senior prosecuting attorney at the King County Prosecutor's Office. She calls out to her office mate, a 12-year-old Labrador mix named Ellie, who works with vulnerable adults during the trial process.
She actually also sits with victims sometimes when they testify at trial and just comforts them and also gives them a bit of a sense of dignity, I found, as they go through this often rather degrading process.
Ulrey has prosecuted people who prey on elders since the Elder Abuse Project was created in 2001. She says elder abuse is growing each year. She says there aren't enough data to show how fast it's growing, but she thinks it's more prevalent than what's being reported.
One in every 23 cases of elder abuse is reported, so we're only dealing with a tiny fraction of the cases that are actually happening here in the justice system. And then as far as financial exploitation cases are concerned, we think that we're only seeing about 1 in 44 cases.
Elder abuse crimes are often complex, and part of the challenge in the criminal justice system is that not many detectives or prosecutors are trained to properly investigate these cases. Ulrey says victims live with the aftermath of the abuse for a long time. They can't recover their losses or earn that money again. Beyond the financial damage, Ulrich says their sense of safety is ruined too.
They will say, I feel like I was so stupid. I was so stupid. And it's just heartbreaking to see that, because what happens to them is so human. You know, the perpetrator was someone who earned their trust, and to trust someone is such a human thing to do and something we all want to be able to do.
Today, Dana Sibley lives on her own in an apartment in Bellevue. Her patio looks out to the trees and the green grass.
I like that sense of peace in the morning when you just have a cold or hot drink, depending on the season, and sitting on the patio and you just let your mind clear.
She has put the past behind her, but it took some time. At first she had trouble sleeping, and there were times when she felt on guard. But gradually, she found a way to work through her fears.
I didn't feel angry. I just felt shocked. Like, was it my fault? Was I giving out signals? But when I played it back, I was saying no every time. It just wasn't being listened to.
Sibley later found out the man who attacked her had also assaulted other women before. He had been operating as a caretaker without a license. He was convicted and found guilty. Eventually, he was deported to his native Fiji. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.